Jamin, before we get into the football nuts and bolts, how's the off season been for you?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Can't complain. Working out at the stadium, keeping some familiar faces around. We have guys that do live here season long, guys like Plamondon, Niles Morgan, Tanner Green, guys like that. So, it's been pretty good, having those guys around and being able to stay in Edmonton. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, you're a Calgary guy, but I think last year you spent the whole off season up here too, right? Tell me about that decision and why you made it.
Honestly, just because I feel like it's a good place for me to be, and the city's a pretty good place to raise a family. The area that I live in, I really really love it. The house that we have, love it. Wouldn't want to go away anyway. But other than that, just meeting the people around us as well, my neighbors. People I meet in the community doing community events and appearances. You can just see how the community is really behind the team. So that's one of the reasons as well, is the big impact the team has on the community has on the team as well. So.
And there's something to be said, I'm sure, for going to Commonwealth every day and working out. And as you talked about earlier, being around your teammates.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to Commonwealth, we see certain groups of people that are there during the season. When we get a chance to see them out of season, it's like a big thing for them because they don't expect to see us there anymore. And when we catch up with them, it's very, very cool, and it's a good experience for all of us. So yeah, it's nice to be here during the off season for sure.
Did you get some time off? Did you go away?
I don't do much traveling, with the kids. It's quite hard, and it's yeah, it would be too much of a challenge to do too like a long distance vacation. But we've been back and forth to Calgary. I've joined a basketball team in Calgary, so I go there every Wednesday just to play a little bit of hoops and get in shape. So yeah.
The big man plays basketball. Wow.
No, I've been playing basketball, I think, even since like grade 8 or 9. And it's just a little like men's league that's not too serious with a bunch of my high school teammates. So it's a way for us to keep contact too as well.
Do you say you go back to Calgary for that every Wednesday?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a pretty weekly, that's a good weekly road trip, man.
Yeah, I mean it seems long to a lot of people, but it's honestly it's not that long, when you put it into perspective that I get to go see family, friends, and it's my home, right? Like a 3 hour distance isn't too far when it's your home.
Yeah.
So
Oh, that's cool. I know one trip you made this year was to Pittsburgh, correct?
correct. Yeah.
You had a workout with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tell me about that opportunity and that experience.
Very grateful for that experience. And experience is what it was for sure. It was something that, me and my agent had talked about, prior to the season ending, that, the interest of the NFL might not be there as much as it was before because of the injuries that I had in last season. So, getting that opportunity to work out with the Steelers was a really, really big, testament to, what people can see in me. So, taking that, and running with it was super cool, training for the workout, and then, actually getting there, meeting the coaches, meeting the player, like the player recruiters and stuff like that was super, super cool. And then, even meeting some of the players and passing by and stuff, was pretty cool walking in the locker room. I said that it felt like almost like when I walked into Edmonton's locker room. You can see history on the wall, and you just feel like this kind of like, I don't know, you just get this kind of butterfly feeling in your stomach where you're like, this is amazing. So, it was a cool experience. And then, the workout was what it was. It was a good workout, and unfortunately didn't get the results that we wanted in the sense of a deal, but I'm super, super happy to be back here and, ready to get on to year three for sure.
Tell me about the workout. How many guys were there and how many people were watching you?
Yeah, there's about, I wanted to say there's probably about 7 guys there. And there's probably about, yeah, it's probably about 20 guys, 20 coaches and staff watching. And then with the guys that were there, I was the only, I would say I was the only plus 300 guy there. Most of the other guys were I'd say well under 280, and played like outside linebacker, DB, linebacker, those type of deal, those type of positions. And then I ended up working with the linebackers, so it was quite the experience. So it was, yeah, it was a good one. It was a good one.
Did you kind of go into it? You talked to, it was at the facility, I presume. Did you kind of at one point kind of turn into a bit of a fan? As you, did you see anybody? Did you get to talk to anybody that you didn't expect to see?
Yeah, you know, seeing a guy like Cam Hayward, I seen him getting lunch at their cafeteria, and I was like, I wasn't too far away from him, but like seeing how much like larger in life he is than on the TV was pretty cool experience. And I'm saying that as a big guy myself, so there's a, you can only imagine how big he was. So yeah, it was, seeing him was kind of cool. But you know, I also didn't want to be too much like that, because you know, you want to act like you've been here before and stuff like that. So it was a very cool experience. So very, very cool.
And as you say, a contract didn't come out of it, but you got the smarts from it, right? And I imagine there'll be a few more workouts after next season, and you kind of have a better feeling of what to expect going into them.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And that's what me and the people surrounding me have been talking about. And, you know, it's a good feeling coming out from Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? There was nothing that I could lose by going there.
All right, let's talk about the offseason. I want to ask you, as a player, is it as long as it seems from my perspective, from the fans' perspective? The offseason seems like an awful long time, but we didn't beat our bodies up for 6 months like, or 7 months like you guys did. Tell me about the offseason and kind of the stages you go through.
Yeah, you know, it is as long as you feel for us as well. When I look at it, I think today is what, like 70 – I think there's 74 days until the season kicks off or something like that. So yeah, at that, like that's a long ways for me as well. But you know, the stages you go through for sure. Like I think after the season, everyone hits the, you know, they just want to break. They want to sleep in every morning. They want to lay down for as much as they can. You know, you want to just relax. It's the relaxing. And if you don't book a vacation, that's if you don't book a vacation. Most guys do. I think right after their season ends, I think a week or two after, they're out of there. So that's the first stage, is just you want to relax and stuff like that. And then you know, I think there's only two stages. I think the next stage is just getting right back into it. And that's all it is. You just either relax for the first couple of weeks, and then you get right back into it. So there's not much else other than that. And you just keep focused on, you know, putting your nose to the grindstone for sure.
Yeah, do you feel you got to kind of hold yourself back sometimes and kind of pace yourself and kind of taper it, taper your workouts and everything you're doing till you get closer to training camp?
Absolutely, yeah. When you get closer to training camp, it's more about, you know, building that in-shape readiness and not as much, you know, strength. It's more about the conditioning aspect of it, especially for myself, you know, being a bigger guy. You can find yourself to get out of shape quite fast if you don't stay on top of it. So that's a big thing for the guys in the trenches. I can speak mostly for them. But then, you know, when you get into the weeks coming into training camp, you know, that's when you really want to start stretching, and you want to prepare your body to get into, you know, kind of that war mode where you're going to be going into contact. And that's the big thing for me. What I feel is that there, you go from, you know, being in season where you have contact 100% to the off season where your body is like not getting hit at all. And then you go right back into like 100% with camp, even more than 100%, I'd say 110%.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
I was going to say, what weight did you play at last year?
Last year I floated around 340. I honestly, 340, 350. That's like, that's probably where I stay at. Like 330 is where I entered the season in, you know, around probably like the beginning of camp. And then, or no, sorry, at the end of camp, I'd probably be at 330. Yeah. And then I put a little bit more back on during the season.
I was going to say, you know, a guy obviously that size, there's a fine line between, you know, being in shape and being out of shape. It probably doesn't take very long for you to lose, you know, whatever you built up stamina wise and conditioning wise. So does a guy your size and your position maybe have to stay on top of it a little bit more?
Oh yeah, I would say that absolutely. Especially up here in Canada, like I played in Canada my whole life. So it's not new to me, but you know, for someone my size playing in the CFL on the CFL field, you know, and what the game is in the CFL, for sure, 100%, you would have to stay on your on top of your conditioning way more. You know, with the field being a lot bigger and it being so much more of a passing league, if you will. So I would say, yeah, absolutely. You got my size, has to stay on top of it for sure.
Yeah. Did your weight fluctuate much in the off season?
Honestly, no. And that's the thing. Like, it hasn't really much. Unless, like, I want to. So when I go back to Calgary, like, if it's, like, for a week, you know, and I don't have a kitchen to eat my food at and I have to eat at restaurants, yeah, I'm going to go up a little bit. But, you know, other than that, no, I wouldn't say it fluctuates too bad. I'm pretty stable with it if I want to be, yeah.
Okay, you're 2 years into your CFL career now. Going into year three, what's going to be different for you as you head to training camp this year?
You know, I'm talking to guys on the team like Niles Morgan and, you know, talking to Tanner Green yesterday. We're talking about, you know, how this year it's like really up to the young guys coming up to you know, be in the leadership roles. You know, and we were looking at the D-line a few weeks back. And, you know, I think if you look in terms of like who's played the most and been on the field the most for the Elks, I think it was me that I might be the most senior guy now, other than Cole Nelson. But I think that was what we were looking at. And so there's a certain level of, you know, maturity that I think the coaching staff is looking for us to you know, achieve. And that's definitely what we're aiming for sure.
I mean, you look at the guys. I mean, just looking at a list of guys who are gone from last year, and you know, Jake Ceresna, AC Leonard, Adam Konar, Aaron Grimes, Ed Gainey. I mean, that's a lot of leadership gone. That's a lot of veteran experience gone from that defense.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, losing guys like Grimes and Konar, to me especially, is pretty hard because, you know, those were our locker room leaders. You know, AG was our CFLPA rep for every year I've been there. And, you know, we vote new guys in every year. So that says a lot to those guys. So them being gone, you know, it hurts us in the locker room just as much as it hurts the fans. And I've seen the express from the fans, you know, of how bad they feel about that. And then of course Ceresna, like that guy was my rock. So yeah, losing him was pretty hard, you know. Me and him he's taught me a lot throughout the league, like throughout my years in the CFL, you know, from lining up against him in training camp my first year to you know, being beside him from then on. You know, he's been a great guy in my pro career for me to lean on. So having him not here with me is it's weird, but it's, you know, it's we have to keep going, you know. So
were you surprised when it happened?
Yeah, I was surprised. I was like, I was very taken back, and yeah, I don't know. I don't. It was, yeah, I was surprised, and I was hurt a little bit. Yeah.
So you get an opportunity to be more of a leader. You're also going to probably, looks like, get more playing time this year, an opportunity to play a lot more. So the moves, we'll wait and see how they play out, but it's obviously going to be good for you and a chance to play more.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's something that, you know, I feel like I've been able to do since my first year. You know, I was thrown into the fire when Mac got hurt with his calf my first year, and I started to start some games. So from then on, I felt like I was able to do things. You know, I've always been able to, I feel like, hold my own and do my job at least. And, you know, now it's about, you know, stepping up and being able to not just like hold my gap and do my own thing, but, you know, make plays. And they're going to be looking to me to, you know, yeah, make plays especially.
A lot of sacks to make up for too. That's you know, there's obviously going to be some new guys on the ends, but that whole D line's got to be better and work harder at getting to the quarterback.
What is it? Is 24 or something like that? 24,
yeah, 12 sacks each. Plus? Yeah,
yeah, that's a lot of sacks. You know, but you know, I do have high hopes. You know, guys like Noah Curtis coming back for their second year. Like, he showed out his first year. He surprised a lot of people, I think. You know, so for him to come back, I think he's gonna have a good year. And then, you know, I have guys that I grew close to that not maybe didn't break the scene last year, but, you know, I definitely seen where they are heading. Guys like Elliot Brown, I feel like he's going to have a really good year this year too. So, you know, and then there's some new guys that we signed that I've seen what I've seen online from them, never met them in person. So I'm not going to say anything till I see them in camp, but you know, I'm pretty excited to see what kind of group of guys we form at the end of camp for sure.
Yeah, Kim Dichie's a guy that's interesting, right? That NFL pedigree, and a guy, whether it works out or not, probably a guy you can learn from a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I was thinking as well. And I was talking around some people as well, is that even if, you know, he's on a different stage of his career, you know, might be on the exiting stage or whatever, that's, you know, there's still some knowledge to learn. And there's always, you know, it's always worth listening to advice from guys like that, for sure.
How closely do you watch the transaction wire in the off season? You know, there's been a lot this year, not as many as the last couple of years, but there's been a lot and some pretty key guys too.
Yeah, I'm pretty active on watching it. I don't hit the refresh every hour or so, but I do stay up to date within reason, for sure. So I do see a lot of the signings, and you know, my viewings from it, from being with the team in the last 3 years, and you know, going through to coming on my third you know, camp, is you just have to wait till camp fizzles out, and you know, see how guys play then. And you know, we roll into camp with a lot of guys, and you know, it's a lot of practices, and you know, the numbers get thin very quickly, so that's when you get to see like where guys are really at. So it's gonna be interesting for sure.
When do you get excited?
Oh, I'm already. I got excited when you know, when the season ended last year. I got excited then. I'm already excited. I didn't get to finish out the season with the appendix, so you know, I already had a fire under my stomach for, you know, missing the last three after coming back from my calf. So I'm already excited.
Let's go back to the appendix. Tell me how that played out for you. How did you find out? Was it a sudden attack, or how did it play out for you?
Yeah. So this is actually weird. I woke up randomly at like 4:30 in the morning with like just a pain, like right in the middle of my stomach, kind of just like below my chest. And I had that pain there probably for like 7 hours. Went to the athletic therapist, Cheese, went and seen him. And, you know, he said that he had a hunch of what it was. So he wanted me to go see a team doc. Went and seen the team doc. They didn't think I was in enough pain for it to be appendicitis, so they thought that it was maybe some gastral buildup in my intestines or something like that. So he gave me some like acid reducer pills, and he said take those for the next 10 days, should be good. You know, I went swimming with my kids after that, and passed out on my couch after going swimming. And you know, when I woke up, I was in an immense amount of pain where I knew I needed to go to the hospital. And luckily, went to the hospital, and you know, it was quite the wait, but got her done, so it was good.
And you're 100% now?
Oh yeah. I was good after 3 weeks. So
yeah, I got cured. You were, you kind of got hurt at the wrong time, because you said it was 3 weeks and you had 3 weeks left, right? And
3 weeks.
So you're out for the year.
Yeah, it was tough, and it was a weird one of those weird moments, because it was honestly like 3 games after I came back from my calf, and then it was 3 weeks of the season, and it was 3 weeks for the injury. And yeah, it was unfortunate, very, very unfortunate. And you know, I think the whole year last year was just a very unfortunate year for sure.
Football's a tough sport. You guys get hurt and stuff happens off the field like you had. But obviously going into this year, I imagine you're looking at an 18-game season. You want to play and stay healthy and really make an impact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, that was one thing that me and Jones, when we met at the end of the year, that was one thing I mentioned to him, and I told him that I very much so – don't want to be labeled as an injury guy, because I know that can happen way too quickly. So definitely don't want to be that. I want to be a guy that, you know, teams can depend on, and you know, coaches can depend on. So that's one thing that I stand for sure. So that's definitely the motive for sure.
All right, Jamin, last one for you. Tell me about your off season and kind of your interaction with fans. I know you're in Edmonton a lot, and you're a very recognizable guy. Do people talk to you a lot? Talk a lot of football to you during the off season when you're out and about?
Not as much as they probably could. I know some people do see me, and I get the looks and the stares, and then they like talk and they don't want to come up and bother me. But like, that is totally something that I'm like, for sure okay with. Like, I would never turn down anything, and it does happen a little bit, you know, that I do get noticed here and there, and it's mostly by kids and like the video games and stuff like that. So you know, that's very cool, and I you know, I almost prefer that it was that, because that means that I'm touching the younger generation's hearts and video games and tapping in with them. So you know, that's one thing that I always admire, is that when people, you know, come up and say hi, it's not a problem for sure.
Unless I'm a quarterback, I would put you in the nice guy category, but you got a mirror, you know, you're intimidating looking, right? I imagine a lot of people will look at you and go, I think that's him. I'm pretty sure that's him, but I don't know if I want to say anything or not.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's, I definitely see that. And, you know, I totally get it. I can see how it could be intimidating for sure.
J-Man, I appreciate your time today. I'm glad things are going well for the offseason. Glad you're healthy, and I look forward to seeing you back on the field. It's only a couple months away now, man. It's getting close.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.